Today, Captain, the engines cannot take more. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, Captain, the engines cannot take more, of course, is Scotty from Star Trek. And he cries that as the Enterprise shakes and hums as they try to squeeze more out of the warp core. This, to me, is a good analogy as to what's going on in the economy at the moment, based on the latest data from the ABS. Firstly, average weekly ordinary time earnings for full-time adults was $1,838 in May 2023, according to the latest data from the ABS. They said the annual increase of 3.9% or $68 per week represented continuing strong annual growth in average weekly earnings for full-time workers. Other than the brief spike in average earnings early in the pandemic, when lower paying jobs were particularly impacted, this is the strongest annual growth since May 2013. The recent rise in average earnings reflects strong wage growth in the education and training and healthcare and social assistance industries, they said. The gap in average weekly ordinary full-time earnings, the most commonly cited of the gender pay gap measures, fell for the second straight cycle to the lowest level on record, down to 13%. This lines up with the increase in full-time wages in female-dominated jobs, such as teaching and nursing. The gap is now around 0.9 points lower than just before the pandemic, when it was 13.9% in November 2019, and 4.4 points below where it was a decade ago, when it was, for example, 17.4% in May 2013, and around 2 points below the pre-mumming boom low in 2005. The ABS Price Wage Index, which was released earlier in the week, also reflected strong wage growth, rising by 3.6% over the year. Of course, remember, this is well below where inflation currently is. In the 6 months to May 2023, average weekly ordinary time earnings for full-time adults grew at the same pace in both the private and the public sectors at 1.7%. However, the public sector remained higher paid on average at $1,999 per week, compared with $1,797 in the private sector. And average ordinary time earnings for full-time workers was highest in Western Australia at $2,039 a week, and the ACT at $2,028. And it remains lowest in Tasmania at $1,619 a week, and South Australia at $1,678 a week. Workers in the mining industry remain the highest paid on average at $2,854 a week for full-time employees. That's followed by those in information, media and telecommunications at $2,318 and professional, scientific and technical service at $2,171 a week. The lowest paid full-time workers on average are in the accommodation and food services at $1,347 and other services at $1,383 a week. Which takes us on to the latest employment series, which came out on Thursday. And this series has set many commentators claiming that rising unemployment means the RBA won't hike again, to which I reply, well, look at the data a little more closely because it's not as clear-cut as that. The ABS said the unemployment rate increased by 0.2 percentage points to 3.7% in July, that's seasonally adjusted. And the ABS said with employment dropping by around 15,000 people and the number of unemployed increasing by 36,000 people, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. The fall in employment follows an average monthly increase of around 42,000 people during the first half of this year. Employment is still around 387,000 people higher than last July. July includes the school holidays. And they said, we continue to see some changes around when people take their leave and start or leave a job. It's important to consider this when looking at month-to-month changes compared to the usual seasonal pattern. The only other fall in unemployment in 2023 was in April, which also included school holidays. while unemployment increased by 36,000 people in July to 541,000, it is still around 132,000 lower than before the pandemic. The employment to population ratio fell 0.2 percentage points to 64.3%, and the participation rate also decreased 0.1 percentage points to 66.7%. Despite these falls, both indicators were still well above pre-pandemic levels and close to the historic highs in May, the ABS said. Monthly hours worked increased 0.2% in July, while employment decreased 0.1%. Some of the increase in hours worked reflected fewer people than usual taking leave during the school holidays. The strength in hours worked shows that it continues to be a tight labour market, they said. Hours worked were 5.2% higher than in July 2022, well above the 2.8% annual increase in employment. The strength in hours worked over the past year, relative employment growth, shows the demand for labour is continuing to be met to some extent by people working more hours, the ABS said. Consistent with the growth in hours worked, there were 386,000 more full-time workers than in July 2022. And in contrast, part-time employment only increased by 1,000 people, the ABS said. The underemployment rate remained at 6.4% in July, around 2.4 percentage points lower than before the pandemic. And the underutilization rate, which combines the unemployment and underemployment rate, rose 0.2 percentage points to 10.1%. And that was 3.9 percentage points lower than March 2020. Now, turning to the trend unemployment rate, that remained at 3.6%, in line with the updated figure for June. Employment grew by 27,000 or 0.2%, and hours worked increased by 0.3% in July. The employment to population ratio remains high at 64.4%, in line with the updated figure for June. Hours worked has consistently grown faster than employment over the past 12 months, the ABS said. The participation rate remains high at 66.8%, and the underemployment rate remains at 6.4% in trend terms. All the key indicators still point to tight labour markets, the ABS said. Now, there are three points to make here. First, we know that given the pressure on households, many are seeking and able to work more hours, and many are doing that via multiple jobs to increase income to cover the rapidly increasing cost of living, including, of course, rental payments or increased mortgage payments. Second, the rise in the unemployment rate is partially explained by the school holidays, which occurred through the sample period. As the ABS point out, and as Westpac said in their note, using July's data as a signal of the labour market's underlying trend, and in particular whether there are emerging signs of softening, may be misrepresentative. Based off the recent experience in April, there is reason to believe that August will provide another chunky read on employment. Overall, the July Labour Force Survey has provided a surprising read on the labour market, but for a familiar reason. The coincidence of the survey's timing and school holidays has incited volatile reads on the labour force fairly recently, and this is all likely to be the case for July and August. But third, we also have a sampling change issue as the ABS rolls off old samples and brings new ones on. And here we see the new sample contains significantly higher unemployment counts, sufficient to move the dial. So, when you put all of these factors together, there is very little here to prove that unemployment is really rising and implying the RBA won't hike. Next month, we will likely see things moving around again, but the gross growth in hours worked is, in fact, I think, the real issue. How much further can that be pushed? I suspect, if we return to our Star Trek introduction, pushing the Australian economic engines as far as they can go until something breaks. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au, and if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.